Anything. There's a lot other people that have it way worse off, but I can sit here and look at other quarterbacks and peers and evaluate myself based on that and put myself in certain categories that I deserve to be compensated for that.
Mayfield said he was disappointed the team only offered a two-year extension and told ESPN he was hoping to get an offer in the $50 million per year range, which never came. So he'll play 2026 under the final year of his three-year deal and get paid more than $33 million this upcoming season. Bengals head coach Zach Taylor said defensive end Shamar Stewart escaped serious injury when he hurt his knee in camp yesterday. Stewart will miss several weeks of action, though, with the hyperextended knee. Falcons quarterback Tua Tagovailoa did individual drills in camp today. Rays just topped the Rangers 3-2 in St. Pete.
Fox Sports update on the Right Choice KPRL brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, specials on wine, and dinner specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, a new study from University of Illinois and USDA economists say growing health disparities are contributing to workforce challenges across rural America. The report finds adults ages 25 to 54 in rural communities are dying from natural causes at significantly higher rates than their urban counterparts. Researchers say the trend could have lasting economic consequences by reducing the available workforce needed to support rural businesses and local economies. Well, USDA will begin reopening the southern border to cattle imports from Mexico next month after determining conditions have improved in the fight against New World screwworm. The USDA says the Douglas, Arizona port of entry will reopen August 24th for cattle from Mexico's Sonora state. Additional ports could reopen if Mexico continues meeting animal health requirements. Every animal entering the U.S. will undergo a full USDA inspection. Well, USDA's July food price outlook says food prices will rise 3.1% this year. Food at home prices will rise 2.7%, while food away from home will climb 3.5%. Beef prices increased 1.4% from May to June and were almost 12% higher than the same time last year. Pork prices rose less than 1%, and retail egg prices fell almost a full percent and were 28% below June of 25.
You work hard raising America's beef. Now get rewarded with Superior Livestock. Consign your cattle to the Bighorn Classic video auction August 17th through the 21st in Sheridan, Wyoming, and live online. Superior comes to your ranch, showcases your cattle to the nation's largest buyer base, and delivers true price discovery through competitive bidding. Call 800-422-2117. Contact your local Superior rep or visit superiorlivestock.com. But don't wait, the consignment deadline is July 31st.
Replenish nutrients in your crops to reach stronger yields at harvest. Utilize PK from Helena as a foliar nutrient system designed to boost plant performance during reproduction. It gives your crop the extra energy it needs during critical growth stages to increase uptake and utilization of soil and foliar applied nutrients. Visit HelenaAgri.com to learn how Utilize PK can impact your success this season. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are trying to hold on to solid gains in afternoon trading, rebounding from yesterday's brutal sell-off when the Fed decided to hold interest rates steady. The Nasdaq is on track to snap its six-session losing streak as Microsoft's robust earnings are reviving the AI trade. After the closing bell, Apple and Amazon will be reporting earnings. And Jersey Mike's making its Wall Street debut today with its stock down 3% from its IPO price of $23 a share. The sandwich chain is one of this year's most high-profile high-profile IPOs. Jersey Mike's is the second largest sandwich chain in the U.S. behind Subway. Situational Awareness, the once high-flying AI-focused hedge fund, selling the bulk of its stock portfolio to investment firm Citadel after suffering deep losses, according to the Wall Street Journal. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
We the people need more common sense economics and a lot less demagoguery if we are to make or support decisions affecting our welfare. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
Early in July, the leadership of the California AFL-CIO met in convention and made a few decisions that will affect the livelihood of the workers they represent. These leaders of organized labor were more than a little upset about the passage of Proposition 13. Meaning no disrespect, I feel compelled to say the remedies they propose reveal that they believe too many of the economic fairy tales widespread in our land today. In the first place, they must be out of step with their own rank-and-file members, because those members voted for Proposition 13 in large and enthusiastic numbers. But where the economic fairy tale shows up is in the convention's decision to battle for reimposing the property tax Proposition 13 canceled back on business and industry. They said it was a $3.5 billion break for business and therefore, by their reasoning, bad for the individual citizen. If they have their way, that $3.5 billion will end up being paid by the very individual citizens they claim they want to help. Whether it be corporation or corner store, taxes are part of business costs and must be recovered in the price of the product, meaning that all of us, as consumers, pay those taxes. Now let's take the case of a corner grocer in a nice middle-class neighborhood. The storekeeper rents the building. Everyone who shops there can understand that he must charge enough to cover the wholesale cost of the things he sells, wages to helpers, and his rent, plus a fair return for himself so he can make a living. But now, supposing he buys the building. There's no more rent, but there's interest on the mortgage and property tax instead of rent. Obviously, he can't stay in business if those costs can't be recovered in the price of the things he sells. And just like his wage-earning customers, many of them union members, he has to make enough gross income to pay his living costs after he's paid his income tax. What this all adds up to is that government can't tax things like businesses or corporations. It can only tax people. When it says it's going to make business pay, it is really saying it's going to make business help it collect taxes. Into our corner store comes a regular customer to pick up a loaf of bread on his way home. We've already covered the fact that the grocer's markup includes a share of the property tax on the store. But the truth is, the wholesale price the storekeeper paid to the bakery included its taxes and more than 150 others going all the way back to the farmer who raised the wheat. If he can't get a price for his wheat that'll cover the real estate tax in his farm, he can't stay in business either. If the trucker who hauled the wheat can't charge enough to cover his license fees and gasoline tax, he can't stay in business. Union leaders will serve the men and women they represent a lot better if they'll drop the demagoguery and take a simple course in economics. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter. Go to Cal Coast News. There is no paywall. And we have two interesting stories up. We have Slo County Supervisor Gibson, Bruce Gibson, seeks funding for Anti-Offshore Oil Alliance. And also House passed bill that includes seizing land for the San Ynez pipeline. These are both huge issues on the Central Coast, in our community, in our county, statewide, and in the nation. There is currently a massive battle between Gavin Newsom and Donald Trump over oil in California that is getting, it's actually even come down to the local level. That's what's so interesting here. Today, my guest is Supervisor, Slo County Supervisor John Pichon. He represents the North County. He is also a man that has been a consultant for 30 years?
Well, quite a long time. Yeah, it's now been 40 years.
A long time.
I did work in government, federal government, a long time ago. I wasn't a consultant there, but yes.
So he's had federal government. He's worked with a lot of the administrations. He's also worked with some of the oil companies regarding some of the fighting going on. He is very aware of how these things go, more so than most people. Plus, being on the Board of Supervisors, he was there for the show last week, or on Tuesday.
On Tuesday, yes, just a couple days ago. And then I had to go to Sacramento yesterday for a rural counties meeting, and so I'm back. But yeah, it's been a crazy couple weeks.
And oil's a big part of the fight right now.
Well, I mean, it's driven by the price of gasoline in California. I was down in Texas last week. And they're paying, somewhere around $2.90 to $3.20 a gallon, and we're paying over $5 here in California. And it's and of course, I've just read the LA Times today. They're blaming the price on the war in Iran and the Straits of Hormuz. And we always are more expensive. I remember in January of this last year, I went to a Buc-ee's in Colorado. Gas was $2.42 a gallon for unleaded fuel. We were running hot at like $4.25. So it's always, I think the price of gasoline is really driving the debate and the debate and the discussion about what's going on and being able, because California is an oil island, right? We don't have pipelines bringing any oil from Texas or any of the states that produce oil. We don't have them coming into the state, so we have to have it here. And the structure was set up. We had our own refineries. We're now down, I think, down to 7 refineries in the state of California. At one point, we had 30 refineries in the state of California. So they've shut those down. We're importing up to 60-70% of the oil coming in that we turn into gasoline.
It's 70. The report that came out, the government's doing a lot of reporting on this right now. Mm-hmm. The latest report said California's at 70% of oil is imported from overseas.
Overseas.
So, and I think it's 20 or 30 comes through the Strait of Hormuz.
Right. But so, we see, we've been getting a lot more. This is the thing, is that there's countries that are sending us oil that we don't even know where the origin of the oil is. And to give you the example would be India. We get a lot of, refined product from India. Well, they're getting their product from Russia. And so, it's coming through that. So we're doing business. We were doing business with Venezuela. We're doing business with, the countries in the Middle East. We're doing business with all these different countries. They bring these tankers in, they offload the tankers, they refine it, and because of kind of the problems we have, we have a special fuel blend, K-Bob, I think it's K-Bob, the California, that helps clean the air. It's yeah, cleaner burning, and it's a very specialized production on that, and the other countries don't do that. We have to do that, so, it jacks up the price.
And so while all this is happening, you have two different groups. You have the California politicians, the governor, and a lot of the Democrats who are arguing one side. They're arguing we got to get rid of the oil drilling. We got to get rid of oil. We've got to go to, electric cars. And we don't want any oil offshore. And there hasn't been any new oil offshore for 80 years. But I read something today. They're not trying to do new oil, but off of Ventura County, there is a request now, instead of just drilling, to actually frack off of Ventura County.
Well, in California, is this microphone, by the way, working, or is this the?
No, you're on.
I'm on.
You can't hear yourself.
It's once again. It's okay, Kevin. It's my fault. I will tell you that a lot of the way oil is produced here, we don't have fracking in California, and a lot of it is because of the Monterey Shale and the way it's kind of pre-fracked by the natural, by nature. And so some of the larger oil fields, a lot of the oil fields that we've seen, we don't do the same thing that they talk about a lot in the Midwest. But still, offshore oil is so expensive to invest in, to be able to get the leases in California, which is impossible. And all of the municipalities, all the counties have put things in place, usually by ballot initiative, that say that, you can't do anything on the land. And you have to be able to get that oil from the platform onto the land, like they do in Santa Barbara County. And so they have a pipeline. And they've been able to regulate that. And I think one of your stories alluded to how the federal government is making the decision to get, to inject themselves to make sure that that oil supply is constant, so to be able to help the military bases in California. Because once again, we are an island, an energy island.
And absolutely. What it is Trump is saying, I want the save, and this isn't the fracking one. And fracking is very not, it's not done. Let me explain. The Tribune did a story, they could frack Morro Rock. And I thought, my goodness, that's huge. So I contacted the Bureau of Land Management in Bakersfield, and they laughed similar to the way John sounds right now. And they said, in your county, you have very, for example, there is oil wells in Santa Maria that are 800 feet deep. And they explained that when you frack, it has to be 10,000 feet deep or deeper, Monterey Shale at those levels, and you go in between them and you use fracking because it's down that deep. And they said most of the oil in your area is 1,500 feet, 1,000 feet.
And that's what's off the coast of Santa Barbara. When those oil wells there, when they start taking oil out, there's the seeps, the natural seeps. This is where you get tar on your feet when you're walking on the beach or you're out in the water. You get tar on your, and that's a natural seep. That's not an oil spill. And they've been thousands of years, those seeps have been coming. Those oil wells that are off the shore, when they start to pump, they actually reduce the pressure. So there's less oil in the water.
So there really isn't, they haven't been getting requests for new oil, but they do want to, frack off of Ventura at existing wells. And there's an argument about that.
They want to go deeper.
Well, well, and the fracking isn't just going deeper. It means that you're shooting, you're doing the heavy pressure down.
Right, you're pressurized.
It has to be at least 10,000 feet or deeper, and you use a pressurized push. But the argument on one side is we need oil independence. Other countries have a control over us. You have a fight in the Middle East, and our oil prices go up. That we have oil in California, a great amount. There's no reason if we were drilling the oil here that we have to get oil from Iran and Iraq. 100%,
you're exactly right. We have enough oil here locally to produce local oil, and that's what's going on in Kern County, just over the border there. If you go over to Kern County, they have actually gotten the governor to agree to allow them to continue the production and keep be able to. Because we still have, if you think about it, you know, they talk about all these electric vehicles, but 80% of the cars sold last year were gas-powered vehicles. And so because of that, we still have a need for it. We're in an energy transition, and that transition is going to take more than 2 or 3 years. It's going to end up taking, you know, probably 30 years to be able to get to a place where we're energy independent and, you know, this transition, but we've got to be able to produce it here locally. That's, I think, the biggest argument, I mean, against all of these tankers coming into the ports, you know, then offloading their oil and going back and you know, going back to the Middle East and again, picking up more oil and bringing it back to California.
And some of those that are supporting the governor and the stopping oil in California are saying, we don't produce that much in California. But again, do you really want to get it from Iraq and Iran? Or would you rather get it locally where you can when you can do what you need to do? So part of what we're going to talk about now, though, so part of how this is going, you have the governor, you have Trump, and we'll get into Trump's pipeline shortly, but you have Trump saying, I want to protect drilling oil in our country and promote more pipelines and promote protecting it instead of being controlled by other countries. And then you have the governor saying, we need to stop a lot of this oil in our, they want to stop the stuff coming off of Santa Barbara, but they want to make sure that no one applies for. Around November of last year, Trump said, I'm going to open up oil leases. And they are offering more oil lease. You can lease land in California and off our shores, but it's really not happening. The interesting thing is they're not getting a bunch of applications for the offshore oil at all. They are getting more applications for onshore, but not offshore. Meanwhile, there are different alliances coming together, anti-Trump and groups. So this week at the Board of Supervisors, first of all, earlier they wanted to join an alliance. They wanted to say, we support this alliance to make, and they had a three-person vote to support an alliance called the, what is this alliance? The My Save My Coast Alliance. And they agreed to join it. And then this week, Supervisor Gibson said, I want to put on a future agenda that we are going to support this group, and I want to send them $25,000 of your taxpayer money to support. And they brought it up, and he said, this is an anti-Trump and anti-offshore oil group. So he wanted them to agree to give $25,000 of your money, money for this county's operations, to this group in Santa Cruz County. And the first one that spoke was you.
Yeah.
And I love what you said. Do you remember what you said?
I probably said no. this is just, there's no, we don't have, first off, we don't have the money, right? We had a big, a month and a half ago with our budget, you know, they told me we had no money to be able to support the district attorney's office and be able to prosecute some of these crimes against seniors. We don't have any money for that. We certainly don't have any money to ship to, you know, to Santa Cruz County, so the county up there can run a little drill. But
to an anti-Trump group.
Yeah.
They literally said this is, before he said it was oil, he said this group is for anti-Trump and stopping offshore oil.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he brought up, I'll tell you exactly what you said. You said, I will not be supporting this. It's not going to, it's not happening. We don't have the money. And that, you were done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it perplexes me because, first off, if they really understood that industry, which I believe Supervisor Gibson was a member of that industry for quite a long time, the energy industry. But I think
he was in the oil industry.
He was.
He was a geologist for oil companies, and he had stock in oil companies. And the new guy they just elected also has stock in oil.
So he should understand. I mean, he was a geologist. He should understand what it takes to actually get oil and build platforms and the cost involved. And as you said earlier, the leases are not being snapped up and acted on off of our coast right now. It's probably $2 billion a platform, maybe even more. And you've got to wait years and years and years. Do you know in California oil production, there's 26 different state and federal departments that oversee the production of oil. 26 different. These are departments all over this country that would have a say on if we can produce oil here. So do you think anybody wants to get into that bureaucratic mess, you know, and say, okay, I'm going to give you $2 billion and, you know, I'm just going to let you, I'm going to work it through the system. It's just not happening. I truly believe that this is just another example of trying to get out the vote for the side in you know, in one side or the other, but on the Dem side, coming up in this, you know, this November election.
And that's when he said it was anti-Trump. I almost felt like it's something you shouldn't be putting money into because you're a county. You shouldn't be getting involved in a political group.
But why are we giving money to another county, too? Taxpayer money from San Luis Obispo County goes to the Santa Cruz County? It's just like none of this makes any sense to me. And it's perplexing to me that, you know, that they, you know. And, but here's something else that you don't know is that Monterey County did $15,000 to Santa Cruz County.
Wow.
And so you know, so there's things are happening out there in the world, you know, and you're like, I mean, we're going through some tough budgetary times. And I've always believed that smaller, more efficient government and lower taxes, you know, but we do not have the money to spend on all of these things. We have, you know, as I said before on this show, we have 713 different county programs now all over 26 different departments. $1.2 billion budget. You know, no, we don't have the money for all of these, you know, these feel-good things right now. We're trying to take care of people. We're trying to make sure that you live in a safe community, that the sheriff and the district attorney, probation, all of those organizations that do public safety, you know, have the budget they need to keep people safe. We want, you know, we certainly have an issue with other homegrown problems like drug addiction and homelessness. And we're trying to address, you know, and they're not going as well. I mean, I do believe they're going well or better, but they're not going as well as they could be. Some counties are lapping us with, you know, with the homelessness issues and with drug addiction. And I will tell you, that, you know, just as a side note on this addiction issue, I do believe that because of the wall and the securing of the southern border, we have less availability of these heavy narcotics in our community right now.
I'm hearing, I watch the arrest logs. I regularly watch the arrest logs, you know, and I look at the different crimes of the day, and drug crimes were the big crimes for decades. And right now, sad but true, it's sex attacks, it's assaults of women and assaults of children, and child rapes are up massively.
It's so terrible.
But it's
terrifying.
But it's not the drug crimes right. Used to fill up the when I would look at the arrests just the other day, I was cutting and pasting to see why people who the felony arrests, what their charges were, and putting it into the penal code and looking them up, and the amount of drug ones were very small, and it was and the amount of sexual assaults were huge. I was just and assaults of spousal assaults. I saw one after another, you know, somebody had beat up someone in their family or children assaults.
I think a lot of that, too, kind of comes in waves with tougher economic times, too. You know, I think you see the history of that. So, I mean, we have a lot of issues, homegrown issues that we should deal with in our budget, not necessarily going and playing political games in Santa Cruz County.
And the other thing is, this was the interesting thing. So then you had Don Ortiz Legg. And she said, I just read a New York Times article basically saying nobody's applying for it. It's too expensive. They're going to be doing more oil drilling in the Gulf of Mexico, but not in not in parts of California because of the rules. And she was saying, I don't want to spend the money on this. And in typical Gibson, I've watched Gibson for years. The way he gets, especially people that haven't been there for 6 years, or if they've only been there for a few years, he always comes, well, let's just come bring it back to talk about it. And I'm thinking that's just money and time. And
so now the staff have to prepare an item for the agenda.
So she ended up caving. She said she wasn't going to vote for it, but she'd allow him to bring it back. So now, and it sometimes when they do that, and Gibson's the king of that. He always wants, if he can't win, he always wants it coming back. And for new people on the board, they usually fall for it for the first, like, 3 years, and then they go, no.
I am sure that I fell for it at some point in my 10-year career, 10 years ago. I was chairman, remember, in the beginning. So.
It was tough. I mean, everybody does. Everybody I see, fall, right and left, they fall for it. We're going to take a break, a word for our sponsors, and be back with more with John Pashon.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Rich London, what's happening at the mattress specialist these hot summer days?
Well, not only is it hot out there, Gary, but the prices are hot in here. As you can see, Gary, I got mattresses everywhere. They're almost to the ceiling, but of course, it's getting used to that now. People come in, they go, wow, you're not kidding. I'm not kidding. I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Vealy, your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. I'm also an investigative reporter with Cal Coast News, and we're talking about some of the arguments that the Board of Supervisors, Bruce Gibson and Jimmy Paulding, want to send money to Santa Cruz County to fight offshore oil. We don't have offshore oil issues in our county because we have there was a vote of the people, a voter initiative, and they can't have the onshore oil to do that. But we don't have the other misconception, and you know this, there is not oil everywhere. No. I have a friend who owns an oil company, and they were doing a drilling in the Kern County years ago, and this is probably 15 years ago, and it cost back then about $4 million to do a drill.
So on land,
but he said you get a 1 in 4 chances. Even if all the things say there's oil here, all your tests say there's oil here, they spend $4 million just to drill and check, and it breaks constantly. That doesn't break. That's the wrong word to say. The drill bit things fall apart, and they have to put another one on, and these are very expensive bits. And you have a whole team out there, and it's dangerous, and they do all this stuff, and they're down there drilling, and you have a 1 in 4 chances of hitting. So when you're doing that $4 million well, you got a 1 in 4 chances of even hitting in an area known for oil. It's not a thing you just drill everywhere, and there's a big, it's not like water you expect it to be underground. Oil is specific.
Yes, it is pockets of it.
Yeah.
You got to hit the pocket.
Yeah. And if you don't hit a pocket, it's
yeah.
You know, it's just,
you wasted a lot of money.
And so there isn't this idea. There was a Tribune article. They're gonna drill near Morrel Rock and ruin Morrel Rock.
I just laughed when you said frack Morrel Rock. I mean, you know, and it, first off, it's a religious, you know, place for two different tribes, you know, Native American tribes. And it's also a tourist attraction. What do they call it? The Gibraltar of the Pacific. And they're gonna frack it.
But the other thing is, you wouldn't frack, first of all, and there's no sign that there's oil in that area. The whole thing was ridiculous. Just because the government says you can lease federal land doesn't mean that every piece of federal land is going to end up being an oil well.
I completely agree. And I think too, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, these leases for these deep water, you know, wind operations, right?
Yes.
It's the same thing. It's like, okay, you know, that's a pretty big leap of faith to be able to put that much money into get the lease, pay for the lease, and then actually get the project done in the deep water out there in the Pacific Ocean.
And when Saro Rizzo was fought, he's a local attorney who really passionately pushed what was wrong with putting the oil wells. He said it'll impact our military operations at Vandenberg Space Force. And the reason it will impact them is they're very huge structures that are moving, and it would cause issues with sensors. It'll have impacts on tourism, it'll have impacts on the fishing industry, and it'll impact the marine ecosystem. So Saro put all this out and made his list and fought it successfully.
Well, and remember, they're trying to, you know, there's a number of people in our community that are trying to stop fishing along all of our waters in San Luis Obispo County. They want to shut down the fishing industry, which has been there for 100 years. You know, so and that happened actually when they did a marine sanctuary in the Northwest Hawaiian Islands. They took these they're uninhabited islands, but they're islands, and they have, you know, some history. They have a lot of nature there. A lot of animals live there. But they shut that down, but they also then said, you know, for 5 million acres of water around there, you can't, you know, no, sorry, it's like 500 million miles of ocean that they were going to outlaw any fishing, which are traditional native Hawaiian fishing grounds.
And the Governor Newsom, though, was saying this isn't going to have any, it's so important, we need the offshore wind energy, California needs the energy. Yep. It was going to be 300 acres. Mm-hmm. So now you have the governor coming out saying, don't let them, and again, no one's even applied.
No.
Don't let them lease land offshore of California. He's put out statements. He's passionately fighting it. But the interesting thing is he put up his reasons, and they are carbon copy of Saro's reasons. Literally, they're carbon copy. It's almost like he cut and paste Saro's reasons, put them on there, and said, here's why we can't have any new oil wells off the coast of California. And again, it was military operations, tourism, fishing, and ecosystems. It was exactly the same thing. But he's for the wind energy on 300
right.
acres,
right.
but against any new, which haven't been applied for. But there's a big fight between the right and the left over oil in California right now.
There is. It's going on every day. And it's really being driven, I think, there's a lot more people that are supportive of homegrown oil now because of the costs that it's affecting these working families. And they need to see through, and I believe they do, see through the factors behind that. Because remember, we're California. We have the highest gas taxes. We have a special blend of gas that we have to have during the summer that costs more money. You know, and remember, all of that money that we make off the state of California makes off of the gas sales was supposed to go into the roads and fix the roads. Well, now we don't have, you know, we don't have the ability to use that money for the roads because they moved it to someplace else. So we're going to have to do a self-help tax, they say, here in San Luis Obispo County.
And I know they said we've already spent $100 million on consultants for the offshore wind energy.
There it is.
We have to move forward because we've spent so much money.
Yep. And then the president pulls the leases. So.
And yeah. You have heard also that there's the federal government was having a permit fee of $150,000 or something for every time you want to do something offshore. Trump lowered it, I think, to $10,000 this week. We're going to take a break, a word, top of the hour break, word from our sponsors, and be back with more with John Pichon.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.